Welcome back. Hour number two. We're going to spend a little time on this, the magic wand, the magic terahertz wand, which we have found out a lot about during the week. And we're really looking into this very carefully. And some of it is actually rather funny. We'll get into that part of it in just a couple of minutes. So the wand, it has made vax-injured people worse. We have those reports. We'll talk about that, too. We don't know what is really being emitted from these wands. All we know is what they tell us in their advertisements. And it's quite funny. The first time we really did anything about this, almost immediately, we were copied on a, I guess it was an email or a post somewhere, saying that it's important to note that the real wands are not the bogus cheap wands from China or somewhere, but they're all from China, and they all look exactly identical. Exactly. So you figure it out. We have more to say about that, too. Is this thing still out of control growing, Erica? What do you think?
I don't know. I only know that the people that were hoping to have more objective dialogue about what this thing is and what it's doing to people have been pretty much browbeaten, harassed, and ostracized again anytime they try to express their opinions. Which is, you know, that in and of itself is very alarming.
I can tell you why. And it has to do with, and for those of you who may have missed our last program, I personally was involved in the early days with multi-level marketing back when it was still rather innocent and people were not driven by the filthy greed that I've seen in the last 10 years, more, actually 15. I've started two MLM companies under contract from other people. This is back in the day. And I watched them and learned a lot about people. And when you have the average man or woman on the street given an opportunity to make money by selling something that has all kinds of flash and pop and sizzle and promises and like this magic wand does, there's no restraint from these people making promises to those who are going to buy or actually just gifting the wands to people so they'll try it and feel better and tell everybody else about it. You got your warm market and you got your hot market and you got a market. In this market, this MLM wave has maybe the biggest market of all, the vax injured. These people are sitting ducks for a magical, mystical wand that comes from China that puts out, allegedly, terahertz. And we'll get to that, too. What's it putting out? We have some very interesting information for you. But this is an MLM, I really think it's the most vile and contemptuous kind of business in the wrong hands. And I qualified that. Kind people doing good work, they can sell products and services that can help people. Is this one of them? There's a big debate raging about that, and we've been covering it as a matter of investigative journalism. And what we're finding is tragically comical in many respects.
I agree. It's alarming. I mean, this is all well and good, and certainly for the people that this thing has helped, and there are, you know, many, many testimonials to that effect, it's not fair to ignore the people who are being injured. Now, this thing was marketed to these vax-injured people as something that could reverse their injury, essentially. And many of them did try it because after, you know, in some cases, almost 2 years of dealing with these Well, just very serious, debilitating injuries, pain, you know, to the point of being disabled, not able to work.
Heart pain in your chest nonstop. Imagine that. Just pain. Awful pain. Arthritic pain in joints. The symptoms are almost endless. They just go on and on and on. So,
seizures that are, you know, unpredictable, tremors, brain fog, bone pain, you know, the list goes on and on. You name it. I mean, Pfizer had, I think it was 9 pages of adverse events from their clinical trials, small print, 9 pages of small print.
Yes.
It's just anything imaginable could come of these shots. So you can imagine that many of these people, because the conventional medical establishment is not particularly helpful, would pretty much do anything to get themselves out of this pain and misery that they're enduring.
Right. Keep in mind also the psychology of multi-level marketing or affiliate programs and sales. If you're a doubter, they don't want you around. Get out of here. Go away. They want only true believers. This is a cult. It's a cult.
Yeah.
MLM.
Yeah.
MLM waves like this are cults. They don't last forever, but they're cults. If someone signs up to sell and has a bad reaction and says, I don't want to sell this anymore, there'll be an effort made to try to pull them back in to keep them selling, especially if they're a vax-injured person who initially had good results. But if you rock the boat, they're gonna come after you and say, what the hell is wrong with you? You're on the threshold of what? Helping a lot of people? No. You're on the threshold of making a lot of money. That's what they come back with, these arguments with. It's just about money. Money, money, money.
Yeah.
And you think I'm exaggerating? I'm going to play something for you. All right. First of all, one person involved with this who was vax injured and got into the idea, I guess, of selling these things. Let me just read this to you. Do you have it there, Erica?
I do.
Why don't you read it? You want to read it? Go ahead. And then I'll play this clip.
I've got to find it.
Yeah. As you all know. Here, I'll start.
On,
tell
I'm
me when you find it.
I'm almost there.
Oh,
hang on.
You got it? Okay. Sorry.
No, you better start. I can't.
All right. As you all know, several weeks ago, I was gifted a wand from somebody. He, too, had been gifted a wand, and wow, his results were remarkable. He wanted this for all of us. He gifted several of us in the injured family. Unfortunately, I didn't have the same results, and I promised you all the truth along my journey. You find it yet?
No.
All right. Look under your shoes by the door. It's probably over there. By using the wand, it made my symptoms that had been gone for months. Understand, these are vaxxed injury symptoms. Gone for months, reappear, as well as new symptoms. I couldn't go through that again, nor make my family watch all of this resurface. By sharing my true results, I have been harassed through text, personal messaging, phone calls, and now YouTube videos about me saying horrible things. See, this is that MLM cult psychology at work. It's driven by money. It's driven by greed. And this person goes on to say, all I've ever done is share my results and warn other injured people, vax-injured people, that it could bring some nightmare results back to you, like it did for me. They claim I have some ridiculous agenda, they being the MLM true believers, by sharing my testimony. I'm sure if you listen to the video below, you'll see why this woman, maybe it was her upline, I don't know, is that upset that it didn't work out for us, meaning this particular individual and those on this social media message forum. Now, these are just facts. I'm reading what we found online, publicly available. All right. Now, here's a message left on this person's, I guess, voicemail from, I believe, it's her so-called upline. Now, I want you to listen to how the browbeating, and that's what it is conducted. And, well, you make up your own mind. I want you to really hear this. Pay close attention. This is really not indicative of anything more than a typical MLM cult psychology at work. Greed-driven. Money, money, money. Here we go.
I don't think you understand at all. Like, you don't need disability. You're going to make $30,000 in like 3 months.
Now this, I'm going to play that again. This is the upline speaking to the person whom I read the report about, the vax-injured person who was going to sell these but had very bad luck with them and is not. Now, this is the upline trying to push her back into line. Here we go again.
I don't think you understand at all. Like, you don't need disability. You're going to make $30,000 in like 3 months. So, yeah, you don't need disability. You're going to make $1 million within a year. And I'm not bullshitting you. I've been studying and researching their commission model and their team structure and all this shit. And you have such a huge following. They're going to sell themselves, honey. And then the people that sell below you, you're going to get kicked out from all of them and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to build you a really powerful tree, get all diamond top level members on your tree. And you're just going to sit there and watch your money go. I mean, seriously, you're just going to watch it tick up. I've already made almost $3,000. Be like, how funny, your fucking $10,000 beach spot chamber treatment, you fucking twat. Sitting on an island somewhere on our laptop, sipping on a drink with an umbrella in it and just watching our commission. So, yeah, we're going to be millionaires. And that's no shit. That's no bullshit. We're going to be millionaires. We have enough following. People trust us. They know our face.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like the motive you want to hear about health and wellness and all that? No. It was all about sitting back under the umbrella, or was it having a drink with an umbrella in it? Whatever. So, okay, that's why I stay away from MLM and have for two decades or more. They're awful. Some are okay, but most of them are awful. It's the motivation. It's all about money and greed. And if you didn't hear it there, you weren't listening. That's just a perfect example. Now, this was...
Well, again, I take issue when people start getting hurt. That's where you draw the line.
Oh, absolutely. And the person that this message was left for had gotten hurt.
And she's not the only one.
No, not according to what we're able to research and find online. No, not at all. They're a bunch. So, okay. Not good. Not good. It's not something that I think you people would want to be involved with. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying I know this audience, and I think you have morals. And that was not a moral sermon. That was a greed pitch. We're going to be millionaires.
Sure was. M-O-N-E-Y.
Millionaires. Yeah. So, okay. That was a voicemail left and circulated by the person who got it online. And that's how we came by it. We got lucky and found it. So understand that this issue of this magic wand has multiple sides to it, and one of them is the motivator is greed. It's not the best, okay? So there we go. All right. By the way, they cost, there are three models of this thing. And what is the low end? What's the price spread on these, Erica?
For the low end model, it's $350 through one of these distributors.
That's MLM.
And then I think there's, yeah. So you sign up and become a distributor. And then there's a second model. What was it, about $1,000?
$1,050.
And then there's the Cadillac version, which is $3,500.
Yep. Now, do you have to buy the magic wand? Let's say you want to really try this. Do you have to buy it through somebody? Well, guess what? What looks to be exactly the same thing is available on Amazon, Alibaba, or eBay. And what are the prices? The price on Amazon is no longer $350. It's $129.90. The price on Alibaba is, I'm going to wait on that. That's too good. The price on eBay is $199, not $350. And the price on Alibaba, go ahead.
$34.99.
$34.99. $5.99 will get you the alleged chip that creates the magic terahertz. Ding. All right. Just to repeat, you can pay an MLMer $350 for the low-end model. You can buy it on eBay for $199. You can buy it on Amazon for $129. Or you can buy it on Alibaba for $34.99. Now, there are people right now listening screaming, "That's not true. Those are knockoffs. They're lies. They're phony. They're not the real deal." Well, how do you know? Where's the proof?
Right.
I'd like to see somebody with a handheld terahertz measuring device, because there aren't any. Go try and find one. Terahertz.
Yeah.
Good luck. So, again, this is being sold with virtually no hardcore medical study data behind it.
No, nothing. Nothing but claims. Completely unsupported claims. And now, I would say, you know, based on some of this anecdotal evidence of people having severe relapses with their neurological conditions, and sometimes cardiac issues, tinnitus, pain, there's cause for concern. This thing should not even be on the market. And as you said, if we had an FDA or an FTC, you know, none of these claims would be legal.
No, this thing would be forced into long-term testing, double-blind testing, you name it.
I would say some of these people probably do have a lawsuit on their hands right now. The way this is being marketed, and the way that they are being targeted and being told it's completely safe, you know, it's misrepresented in multiple ways. The people selling it with their disclaimer, thinking that, well, you know, it's only being marketed as a household item, so we have nothing to worry about. I'm not so sure.
Good luck.
The marketing strategies indicate otherwise. I mean, you know, we've got videos of the manufacturer telling people to blow this thing up and down their spine, put it over their head.
Listen to this. Here's one of this is on, I believe this is an MLM distributor's site. I don't know for sure, but there are six or eight videos on it. Here's one of them. I played this before, but it's a minute long. It's worth a listen again to understand the hype. First, you'll see there's a disclaimer, and it said the information and instructions in the presentation are for general information purposes only. et cetera, and it's there. So there's a disclaimer. But listen to what the narrator of this video says. Remember, no long-term science.
The iTerraCare device has the ability to awaken dormant stem cells in the bone marrow. Yes, we have sleeping stem cells in our bone marrows. As you keep blowing this on your spine, you're activating the stem cells. And guess what? You're going to create brand new lungs, brand new kidneys. Eventually, as you keep using this over time, you will have brand new organs, glands, and tissues in your bodies. And that's the great news. You have to keep blowing this on your spine, because this is what the great Hippocrates said. There's a way to hit the bones, then all diseases can be treated. Activate that, awaken that stem cells in your bone marrows. Hit the bones using the future of medicine, which is frequency. Hitting the bones using frequency medicine. Yes, guys, we have decoded the secret to forever young and healthy body. This is your time. Grab your one device right now.
Now, the real amusing part of this is that, I guess, the prime company, or one of the companies, took the name Royal Rife, R-I-F-E, Royal Rife's last name, and put a P as in Paul in front of it. Prife. That's the name of the company. So you
clever,
get the
huh?
idea here. Yeah, it sure is. So, I mean, you just move this thing up and down your spine, and you're going to generate a brand new set of kidneys. I don't know what's going to happen to your old set, but and you'll have a new set of lungs, too, and all kinds of glands and organs in the body. This is called a carny act. It's a carnival act. There's no science behind it. Show me one person with a brand new set of kidneys. Just one. Please.
There's nothing being offered to substantiate any of these claims.
So,
and being that people are getting injured now,
yes.
Should make people ask, well, what exactly is this doing it? How is it doing it? And even if you are having good results, what are the long-term consequences?
And why is it that the people who, the cases we've read about, the people who say they get better, when they stop using it, they regress, and in some cases, they're worse? What the hell's
that all
about? I know,
there have been some of those. It seems as though you may have to keep using it to obtain the same results.
Sounds kind of addicting to me. Whatever, I don't know. We don't know what it does. We don't know.
Part of it is the infrared. If it's putting out infrared, that is a very healing frequency.
Sure.
And that's known to ameliorate inflammation and increase circulation. So people will get pain relief from the infrared component of this. I'm very concerned that there may actually be pulsed microwaves coming off this. And I think that could explain why some of these vax-injured people, particularly the ones with the neurological issues, are having relapses, because one of the things that pulsed EMFs do is disrupts the voltage-gated calcium channels on the surface of cells, which this detects changes in voltage in the environment, and it's a way of controlling neurological impulses and in your heartbeat. So when you're pulsing yourself with these non-native, high-powered EMFs, you're disrupting a lot of neurological activity, and this may be very detrimental in people who have suffered grievously from this injection. Microwaves would be nothing to play around with. So I don't know if what we're looking at here is genuine terahertz, because we have found some information in the last week or so that indicate
look
that
under
nobody...
Look under our names. The story is right there.
In 20 years of research, nobody has actually succeeded in developing a consumer... consumer device that can transmit
terahertz
waves. So then what exactly, is this thing doing? Is it just a combination of microwaves, pulsed microwaves? And remember, all pulsed EMFs are biologically active.
So do you want to go and mess around with your, do you want to mess with your stem cells? Which we now have data that suggests that terahertz, when it's exposed to stem cells, causes them to take on a misshapen form. Is that not correct?
Well, there's some study that looked at whether or not terahertz frequencies could, if it did, actually have an effect on protein. I mean, they thought it was completely safe because it's non-ionizing, so therefore, it's not going to destroy cells. Okay, it doesn't destroy the cell, but it's still having an influence on it, and what they determined is that it does cause the DNA to unwind, open up, and you can actually get bubbles in portions of the DNA, which would affect the way the DNA is transcribed. There's a big bubble there. What could be transcribed with a big bubble in the middle of it? And then it affects the protein structure in the cells. And that's not trivial either. In addition to that, you're also changing the flow of ions across membranes. And again, that pertains to neurological function, because nerves have to maintain ion gradients in order to fire. So if you're messing with calcium concentrations or sodium concentrations, that can have a dramatic impact on whether or not your nerves are firing normally. So EMFs affect all of those things in living systems.
Repeat, for decades now, no one has succeeded in building a consumer device that can transmit terahertz waves. No one.
So then what is this thing?
And that story is under our names and guests. Go ahead and take a look at it. There is an exception, the story reads. Between the beams of visible light and the blips of radio static, there lies a dead zone where our technology is not effective. It's called the terahertz gap. For decades now, no one has succeeded in building a consumer device that can transmit terahertz waves. So what is this thing really doing? Maybe throwing out a little infrared, some microwave radiation. Now, one person got a microwave reader or a frequency.
Yeah, an EMF meter.
EMF meter. And what'd they do? They used it around a microwave oven. What happened?
Well, yes. This person put the EMF meter next to her microwave oven and turned the oven on, and as most microwave ovens do, they leak. So she got a reading off of that, and it was somewhere, I want to say, gosh, I forget, maybe 200 to 300 milligauss. And then she compared it with a hairdryer. It was much, much less. It was down in the hundreds or so, the EMFs coming off of a simple hairdryer. And then a cell phone, which was almost nothing. And then this terahertz wand, and the readings coming off the wand when it was on, powered up and functioning, was in the 700 range. Definitely the resonance. So there was a lot of EMFs coming off this thing.
Than
a leaky microwave oven, which, that...
Right.
It all depends on the oven, how leaky it is. But that's a concern. Do you want to be cooking your tissues with microwaves?
We don't know what this is. We just don't know. We know you can buy it much more inexpensively on eBay, Amazon, and Alibaba. And if they're all frauds, then the primary company, ought to be filing actions in courts in China and here. As far as getting your money back... Money back guarantee. We also are told that the uplines are telling the downlines, tell them they'll get their money back if they don't like it. Tell them anything. Tell them you get your money back. Well, apparently people have tried to get their money back, and they contact the home office, and they get nothing back. No response.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. It's over in China. Good luck. Go get your money back. Now they've come out with. in the last, I don't know when, but they claim, they, the people behind this, and I'm not sure I can name names, but they are there, and they're now posting that they have insurance, liability insurance for the MLMers who are out there hustling these things. And it's the Prife company, P-R-I-F-E, right? So
yep.
It says, they printed it up on a page, the Prife did. They say, Prife International undertaken, they Chinese again, they missed some English words, Prife International undertaken product liability insurance, worldwide coverage of U.S. dollars, $1 million. And then they have their three devices are shown there, the beginner, the middle, and then the Cadillac version. And they say USD, they've got a nice little gold label they've made, like a little gold logo. USD, $1 million product liability insurance. And then there's a framed picture of some kind of a document, which I cannot read with a magnifying glass. It doesn't have that much text on it. It's just blurred. I don't know what this means. They don't name the insurance company. They don't name the home office. They don't name anything. They just say, we've got $1 million of insurance. I guess that's going to calm people down so they don't worry. Here's the problem. As an MLM salesperson, if you make a claim that turns out to be untrue, you could be sued. So you better be damn well sure that your upline has you covered with a real insurance policy.
Yes.
Because you're dealing with people's health. You're dealing with people who are already grievously injured in some cases. This is this is one hell of a hot market for sales. It's immense. So they're claiming now to have $1 million of product liability insurance, worldwide coverage of, it says, Prife International.
Now try to collect on it.
Yeah, have a nice flight to China. Good luck. So, okay, you've been given the data. You do with it what you want. And if you buy one of these and it helps you, more power to you. And I would, no one would be happier than we. But we're not seeing it. We're hearing of a lot of cases of the opposite. And if this thing does anything negative to anybody, it should be pulled and thoroughly put through the normal kinds of laboratory studies for a prolonged period of time. And there are people who have been injured by this, in their words. I'm not certifying it. I'm not validating. I'm just telling you that's what they are publicly announcing online, that they have been hurt by this thing, and they are worse now than before. So it's just something that is obviously there are people who have a lot of money in their future. That's what they think. You heard the recording. We're going to be millionaires. All right. Well, there's the motivation for multi-level marketing. And I don't know how many layers this goes deep, multiple levels deep below. So anyhow. All right. Anything
well,
we missed
pain,
on this?
Pain and discomfort is a big market. And if you promise somebody you can get them out of
huge
pain, they're all ears.
Huge. They're all ears and they're all yours. You got it. Okay, well, I think we've covered that pretty well. We just want to bring it out into the open and let the light of day shine on it so you can see it better. Because these people selling them are not going to tell you any of this that we've told you. Not going to happen.
No. No, they're going out of their way to silence these people that have been injured.
Threatening them, harassing them.
Shaming them, yes, yeah.
Doxing them, maybe, I don't know, putting videos out about them. And here's another little blurb. How does the iTerra Care work? There are six areas of claim here. One, radiant heat. What is that?
Okay,
that's electric current passed through a coil.
That's
any kind of heater, basically, that has an electric coil in it.
True.
It creates both radiant heat, which is you just put your hand up there, or infrared, which you don't feel quite as easily. Radiant heat. Number two, optical quartz. As THZ, terahertz, and infrared waves passes through the optical grade, quartz tube excited electrons begin to vibrate. That's all it says. I don't know what that means. Terahertz tech, significantly void of impurities, the optical quartz tube's vibration generates more THZ frequency. Well, if medical science and commercial science have been trying to put together a consumable, publicly available terahertz generator for decades and can't do it, how did these people do it for $34.99?
Or $5.99 if you just want the circuit, the chip.
You want the circuit? You got that chip. Make your own. Then it also mentions convection current. As terahertz frequencies are generated, convection currents force the radiant air from the fused quartz tube. Okay. Again, where's the proof? Where's the meter showing the terahertz coming out? Transdermal delivery. When the wand is pointed toward the body, non-ionizing frequencies are delivered directly to the skin. Okay. And last but not least, that inveterately mesmerizing word, quantum. Quantum field. The quantum energy amplifies the energy signatures around it, making it more powerful and effective. Well, if someone can thoroughly describe what quantum field means and how it involves itself in this, I'd be interested. Quantum. What is quantum, Erica? It's a buzzword. Exactly. All right, well, there you go. So, forewarned is forearmed. And I wouldn't hold my breath about getting my money back on this. And if you get made sicker and your vax injuries are made sicker, and that's obviously the prime market that these MLMers are going after, those who have been hurt.
Oh, they're salivating over it because there's so many.
Yeah, it's almost, well, it's virtually endless. Tens of millions, if not more. Okay, there we go. Anything to add to that little update?
No, that's really disappointing to see this kind of behavior. You know, it's bad enough that these vax-injured people have been shunned and stigmatized by the mainstream medical establishment, and now they're fellow citizens are doing the same thing to them.
It's all in your head. Here, take these antipsychotics, and you'll be better.
I mean, it's incredible. It's just incredible. You know,
all right. Well, we'll let this go for now, and these programs will be available on the homepage. So if anybody wants to have at it, go take a listen. And if you can find out things that we don't know about, we'd like to hear about it. All right. Let's go look at the human side of this catastrophe, as we try to do from time to time. We're going to do some of our infamous readers now. These are real people struggling with real grief and real pain and anguish. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, we've got bunches of them. Do we want to go back to December 16 or?
Sure.
December 14?
Which
now,
year?
How about December 14? We've got some ones to clean up there.
Okay. All right. Number three. Did we do number three? I don't have it clicked here.
Three.
terahertz radiation. This is that June 19th, 2014 statement.
The no, Korean we did that. Advanced we did all that. We did that.
Yeah, we did that. Okay.
Let's go over to, I guess, vaccine carnage.
Okay. First two have been done, or maybe I just looked at them. I don't know. Go ahead with number one. Let's just do it again anyway.
All right. I was chatting to another mom at my daughter's dance lesson today, and turns out she lectures in pharmacy at the university and supervises PhD student projects So I asked her opinion on the cocktail. I was floored when she said, oh, yes, my daughter, around 5 or 6 years old, has just had her second one. She admitted it's not very effective on transmission, but doesn't want her to get sick when they go overseas soon. Said some fluff about how it's a personal choice, and I said, yes, a shame for all the people who were not given a choice, to which she said, oh, well, that's all rolled back now. Basically just argued that the long-term COVID effects would be worse than the cocktail. I struggle with in-person conversations on controversial topics, so I didn't really say what I wanted to say, but gosh, I was shocked she got it for her little girl. I didn't want to start telling her all the terrible things I've read in case she got defensive about her kid. Obviously, her daughter is fine, but can't believe anyone still thinks it's necessary for kids. Mine barely had a sniffle when it went through the household.
And that woman gave her daughter 2 shots.
Yeah.
2. All right, the next one. Take the one after this. A guy at my work is always off sick or off with his sick kids every couple of weeks for months now, so frequently that it's become kind of a sad office joke. He absolutely is beautiful. A 4-year-old daughter has been in and out of the hospital a few times over the last couple of weeks due to breathing issues. They've given her steroid puffers and antibiotics, and nothing is working. She was back in early yesterday morning because her puffer stopped working again, and she still isn't breathing well. I knew he was a believer for himself due to a, quote, vulnerable family member, but wasn't sure if he got his kids done. Yesterday, when he was telling me about his most recent hospital visit, I decided to ask him. Yes, both his young children had gotten the shots. I found my courage and said to him that I have heard of many children struggling since getting them. He didn't say much, but he seemed to hesitate a bit. It's so heartbreaking because there is nothing they can do now to undo it. The damage is done. I pray for his little girl, and I hope she recovers.
Okay, a comment to that. They knew there were no long-term studies done. They knew kids were not affected by the virus. They also knew by the time kids were offered them that they didn't work as earlier advertised. They are also the types who said, if a person didn't participate and got deathly sick, that it was on the person who didn't participate, so ho-hum. We're talking about children here. A father's number one priority is to protect his children. Subjecting your child to medical experimentation over an affliction that does not concern the child is foolish, and there are consequences for foolish decisions. Tragic this has to happen to an innocent child, and it's his fault if he is broken up over it. Good. He subjected his child to abuse willingly.
I wish it was only abuse.
I know.
Probably subjected his child to an early grave. All right, here's another one. Safe and effective. This is the social media forum it's on. About a week and a half ago, we learned our young project manager on a CDC contract had gone on indefinite leave. I found out today due to severe
pre-eclampsia.
Yes. Eclampsia, a household word if there ever was one. I found out today due to severe pre-eclampsia, she delivered her baby at 23 weeks. What is eclampsia?
It's kind of like high blood pressure.
All right.
It can happen during pregnancy. It's a complication, serious complication.
All right.
Can be.
She delivered her little baby at 23 weeks. With a hole in her heart and other severe abnormal issues. To make matters worse, she looked like she had a severe vascular disorder from the photos that were shared. Her arms were covered in blue and purple bruises. They took the little one off life support Saturday. I couldn't share that story because I spent last night crying in my car and closet for her family.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Onward. Yeah, go ahead. There's a bunch more. You take the next
my
several.
Niece, 28 years old, a fiancé, died suddenly at home. Their twin boys are 1 year old. Getting to be more and more of them.
Go ahead.
Okay. My sister's two nieces, both in Northern California, were pregnant at the same time. Both nieces ate the fruit while they were pregnant. Both had little ones last month, and both were born with severe issues. One with lung and breathing issues, and the other one with a severe infection. Little ones are still having lots of issues. Let's see.
Go ahead. Number six.
I am not outspoken about my views. An old friend, now Facebook acquaintance, a male, 53, and very active, has been very outspoken over the past few years, frequently insulting people who chose not to partake. About a year ago, I finally got sick of the frequent insults and got into a private chat via Messenger with him. After a lot of civil back and forth, he became slightly less insulting, but continued to dig his heels in. It was a lost cause, so I never mentioned it again. Fast forward to last month, he got the condition that the thing is supposed to prevent and had it pretty bad. He posted about how thankful he is that he got all these things, or it would have been much worse, urging everyone to keep getting their things.
Keep getting them. Get those boosters every other week.
Then, yesterday, he posted that his speech felt off recently, so he went to the big building. That's code for the hospital. And it turned out he had a minor stroke. The halls of the building were overcrowded and lined with people dealing with very serious issues. He was told his situation is a lingering complication from when he had the actual condition, the thing that the thing was supposed to prevent. He is now aggressively reminding everyone how important it is to make sure you get all of your things. What? I swear, it's like Bizarro World. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't. it's so, you know, when it comes around and bites these people in the ass after they've mocked everyone and taken all their shots and then they get sick and they get damaged. The denial is still astonishing. What was that one guy who was in bed dying and he said, if I'd only gotten my booster in time.
Yeah,
they just don't,
I know.
They don't get it. They just, denial. My mom, new mom, less than 20, now in, I hate these things. I don't read these in advance.
I see you.
God. All right. New mother, less than 20, now in ICU. After there's a picture of an eye, then there's the word capital S-E-A, like ocean, I-C, an eyeball, and then S-E-A, and then U. Okay, I would have got there, but... Now in ICU after a tube-tying procedure. Something happened. First said it was sleepy meds. Did I get that right?
Yes.
What are sleepy meds? All right.
He was given too many sedatives.
I see. Now they are saying it must be a pumper issue, apparently a heart issue. 3 to 4 times at the well because her scrub friend told her she needed to. 3 or 4 times going for shots because her nurse friend, scrubs, I don't know, told her she needed to. These people are writing code so they don't get their posts deleted. And some of them are... I got that picture of the eye.
It's cryptic.
First of all, I cannot make out that that's an eyeball. I cannot see it. It's too small. All right. Okay. These effects are so weird and seemingly random, the effects. On a related note, 20 years old is usually young to have made that kind of a decision about the tubes. It used to be white coats wouldn't do it unless a woman was 30 or older, in case she changed her mind, as we often do. The brain is not fully developed until age 25. I would argue that in some cases. Geez, someone says in answer to that, how did we get here? You know, a former co-worker told me I was educationally inferior for questioning everything about this whole thing. She also went on to say, quote, and I bet you think autism is only caused by the things, the shots. I've come to realize she's just a dangerous RN. All right, what have you finished?
It is cryptic. I'm not sure. These are like ideograms and...
Oh, they got
sorry.
You with one. Well...
Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry, yeah.
What is that picture? The pictogram? Is that
a
nurse?
She's just throwing her hands up?
I
just
don't know.
Dangerous RN.
Yeah, okay. Anyway... These people have to jump through hoops to get their freedom of speech on these things. Oh, unreal.
One more?
Go
to it. Time for one more?
Yeah.
So almost everyone except me is sick at work. In fact, three people went home Monday, Tuesday, and none of them came in on Wednesday, or none of the three came in on Wednesday. This is the first day all week we have had a full team. It's a dental clinic. So earlier today, I heard the dentist saying to a patient that she wondered how the unjabbed people were doing with this virus. I wanted to shout, we're doing just fine. In fact, we aren't getting it. But I didn't bother, LOL. And someone says, how does the cabbage prevent getting the virus? I mean, it's supposedly a different virus, right? Ugh, a dentist. A freaking dentist can't figure this stuff out. There is no hope for this world. None.
All right, let's try and zip the last one in here. Go ahead. Had coffee.
Had coffee with an acquaintance last night and talked about everything that's been going on for the last 3 years. She got the experiment to see a dying relative in the big white coat house. She immediately had neurological effects, such as tremors, numb arms, tight chest, severe anxiety. Literally thought she was about to kick the bucket many times in the last year and a half since being an experiment.
She took the shot to go see a sick, dying relative in the hospital. Okay, that's why she took the shot. And now she's paying. Go ahead.
Okay. Literally thought she was about to kick the bucket many times in the last year and a half since being an experiment. She said she knows other people who had the same problems, but didn't go further into any knowledge of the depopulation agenda and seemed clueless. I couldn't tell her. What good would it have done to tell her what I know? It would only create fear. I'm scared for people to learn and realize the truth. I worry for her, too, because she is a believer, and I don't know what will happen to people who altered that what God gave them. And someone says, it might stop her from getting more. It's also never too late to repent.
Yeah, there's some truth to that, for sure. Wow.
Yep.
All right, well, I hope that you all understood what we were reading. We're doing this to, again, present the hidden catastrophe that the mainstream controlled Marxist, Bolshevik, Zionist, satanic media will not tell you. They will not tell you about these people. And these people are legion. There's so many of them all around the world. Some of you in listening wherever, you've got the same thing in your country. You know it. You've probably lost relatives and family, and you're suffering yourself. Perhaps you got shot up. And this is a true globalist horror, and it's mass murder. That's what it is. And I wish we had an answer. If we find anything out, you'll be the first to know.
Yep,
we indeed. We might suggest serrapeptase and nanokinase. That's NATTOKINESE, nanokinase. Or ASE.
Yeah, those are good. They're enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, fibrinolytic enzymes that help clear the blood of fibrin.
That's the idea. Serrapeptase, S-E-R-R-A, P-E-P-T-A-S-E, and natto, N-A-T-T-O,